Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you looking for a great refresher on the top 200 drugs? Be sure you head on over to reallifepharmacology.com. Simply an email will get you access to a 31-page PDF on the top 200 drugs. Great resource, absolutely no cost to you. Go check that out, reallifepharmacology.com. Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Drug of the day today is dutasteride. Brand name of this medication is Avodart. And this medication is a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. So with that mechanism of action, is the class is associated with that as well. It blocks 5-alpha reductase, which ultimately prevents the conversion of testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. Now, most people think of testosterone from what you hear in the news, things like that, and it has androgen type effects, muscle building type effects, those type of things. But actually, dihydrotestosterone in the body is more potent of an androgen than actually testosterone. So by dutasteride blocking that conversion, ultimately, we're going to reduce the action of androgen-type molecules overall in the body. Now, where would this be advantageous? Why would we ever want to do this? Well, prostate becomes an issue, and prostate size becomes an issue as patients age. So in patients with BPH, so you've got that oversized prostate, androgens, potent androgens like dihydrotestosterone, essentially help facilitate the growth of that. And so by blocking the conversion of testosterone to the more active androgen dihydrotestosterone, we can actually help to reduce the growth of that and actually shrink the prostate as well. Dosing of this medication, pretty straightforward, 0.5 milligrams once a day. And if you remember, I have covered the cousin of this medication, or there's another medication in this class, and that is finasteride. So you can basically, for all intents and purposes, lump these two medications together as far as their effects there. Now, in BPH, you will often see 5-alpha reductase inhibitors like dutasteride used in combination with alpha blockers. Now, alpha blockers, classic example, tamsulosin is going to be one of the more selective ones for urinary tissue, and is going to, tamsulosin will help kind of with that outflow of urine. So as you could imagine, I want to lean in on the kinetics a little bit. So actually, dutasteride is very rapidly absorbed and starts its action in the body pretty quickly. So it takes, for instance, the peak is in 2 to 3 hours for drug concentrations. However, it takes a very long time to actually shrink the size of the prostate and actually help alleviate symptoms like urinary retention in the management of BPH. That takes a really, really long time to actually shrink that prostate through the mechanism of blocking the conversion to dihydrotestosterone. So ballpark, really patient education point, really important point here, probably 2 to 3 months before you're actually going to see some significant benefits, and you know, upwards of 3 to 6 months kind of to see that maximal benefit of shrinking the prostate and potentially reducing some of those symptoms like urinary retention in BPH. So again, really, really important patient education point. Drug like dutasteride is going to take a long time to work. So if patients take it for a week and they stop it because they don't feel any better or symptoms have not improved for them, you got to step in there, give the education, say, hey, this is going to take a while. It's going to take up to a few months for sure. So definitely pay attention to that. That is a mistake I've certainly seen in clinical practice there. Adverse effect profile. Sexual dysfunction is going to be the primary concern reported from patients, okay? And some might be, you know, more cognizant of that fact, and some patients may not care much there either. So definitely a good one to ask about, to pay attention to, and recognize that this drug is likely to cause that due to the reduced effects of androgens, because that's, you know, androgen activity, because that's really what we're trying to do here. Other adverse effects to think about that have been reported in the literature, not a crazy amount, but certainly can happen. Gynecomastia. So again, that's kind of man boobs, for lack of a non-scientific way to state that. Also associated with that gynecomastia, you can have some soreness, some tenderness in the breast area there for males. Lastly, on the adverse effect profile risk, I wanted to mention female caregivers. So in my practice, I've got a lot of nurses and potentially younger nurses that are of age to be pregnant and things of that nature. Paying attention to, you know, crushed tablets, broken tablets. If there's some accidental ingestion, this drug certainly has been associated with birth defects. So something to really pay attention to, particularly if we have caregivers who are trying to become pregnant or are pregnant. And dutasteride is on the NIOSH list of hazardous agents. One last risk that has been in the literature, it actually overall, dutasteride actually overall reduces the risk of prostate cancer. But there are some rare or high-grade prostate cancers that may have been or may trend to be more prominent in patients taking dutasteride. Again, more of a rare thing there because, again, overall cancer, prostate cancer rates decrease with the use of 5-alpha reductase drugs. But there's some kind of rare or specific high-grade cancers that may appear or have been observed to potentially appear in patients taking a drug like dutasteride. Monitoring parameters. So PSA, prostate-specific antigen, is something that providers may look at there. In general, drug's going to bring it down approximately 50%, at least according to the literature there. And lastly, of course, we'll take a peek at drug interactions after our break from our sponsor. If you're in the market for any pharmacist board certification study materials, go check out meded101.com/store, STORE. We've got a great list of resources, question banks, video lectures, supplemental handouts, lots of different content that's going to help you pass your exam, whether it's BCPS or NAPLEX or many others. So go check that out. Support the sponsor, meded101.com/store. In addition, we've got Amazon Books for practicing clinicians. So The Thrill of the Case is a great book to look at if you're looking for case studies. We've got Common Drug Interactions in Primary Care and many, many other resources as well there. So again, all those links you can find, meded101.com/store, STORE. All right, let's wrap up with drug interactions. So from a metabolic standpoint, a minor pathway for breakdown of dutasteride is CYP3A4. So there is potential if you use a CYP3A4 inhibitor, particularly a strong CYP3A4 inhibitor, that you could raise the concentrations of dutasteride. Other drug interactions, it really doesn't have a ton as far as, you know, metabolic pathways and that sort of thing. To a minor extent, it's that CYP3A4. However, in clinical practice, I always look out for those medications that can really oppose the beneficial effects of a drug like dutasteride. So, classic example, we're using dutasteride typically to treat BPH. We don't want to add medications that are going to worsen BPH symptoms. So anticholinergic medications and drugs with alpha agonist activity are the ones that I'm going to see most often in practice that could worsen BPH symptoms and obviously counteract any benefits that we're trying to have with the drug like dutasteride. So again, just for your education and a good reminder, anticholinergic agents, drugs like TCAs, amitriptyline, nortriptyline, those older generation antihistamines, so diphenhydramine, hydroxyzine, and again, there's many, many more anticholinergics, but keep in mind, anticholinergic drugs are going to worsen urinary retention and potentially worsen the symptoms of BPH. And then the other class of drugs I alluded to, drugs with alpha agonist activity, and the most common one there, in my experience, is going to be pseudoephedrine, brand name Sudafed. That has some alpha agonist activity, could potentially worsen some of those symptoms of BPH if the drug is being used on a regular basis. All right, well, I think that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it helpful, please do us a huge favor, leave a rating review on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening on. Share us with friends, colleagues, anyone in the healthcare field. And of course, if you want to track me down, mededucation101@gmail.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Eric Christensen, PharmD, BCPS, BCGP. With that, I'm going to sign off for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.